I believe you've got a nickname for the suit. What is it?
Yeah, Fred. Fred's been brilliant. He went a long way last year in all the training and then the marathon. But it's called a rewalk suit, and you use it by tilting your pelvis. And it took me quite a long time to learn, but I'm quite a high injury, so my core strength is very weak, and I do find it quite difficult, and I've got no sensation in my legs at all.
So is it exhausting to use that machine? Because presumably you've got to thrust yourself forward.
Yeah, just balancing is quite challenging for me because I can't feel my legs at all. But some people walk in it a lot better than me with lower injuries or a bit of sensation in the legs and can feel the feet, you know, where they are, really. So I've personally found it quite difficult, but I love being upright, and it's given me great experience as well.
And what does it look like? I mean, the suit, does it look like an astronaut suit? I mean, I've just got no idea.
Yeah,
I
have a backpack on, which has all the computer side and the battery in, and then it's got like joints on my knee and hip. It's not that bulky, really.
Mm. And you said that you really enjoy being upright again, which makes obviously perfect sense, but would you not be more comfortable just doing it in a wheelchair?
It's not the point, was it? I wanted to raise money for the marathon, and you know, I wanted to do this challenge. If I'd just done it in the wheelchair, I wouldn't have raised $210,000. So, yeah, I had a really good reason for doing it in the suit, and yeah, it was certainly a challenge.
Did you spend your leisure time in the suit as well? I mean, would you go out?
No, I don't walk in it well enough to do that. And also, I need my hands free with my little girl. My girl's only two, so yeah, I'd be in the chair day to day. But as a rehab tool, it's great, and to weight bear and keep your bone density up, and digestion and everything else helps, you know, when you've got the suit to be upright and walk around in.
So that's its main purpose. Originally it was for like rehab and...
Yeah. For me, for other people, I've seen people walking it a lot better, and so I've seen someone walk with just sticks and not even the crutches, and she's a spinal injury. So it just depends, everyone's different. But for me, my personal use is, you know, use it out to like things I'm doing with school talks. And if it's a function where everyone's stood up, it's brilliant to be stood up. And then from a rehab point of view.
You mentioned that you raised £210,000 for spinal injury
2010?
Research.
210.
210. Thank you. My goodness. £210,000 for spinal injury research in 2012. That's how important then is your fundraising to you and what you do.
It's really important. When I was in hospital, there's a lot of people worse off than myself with neck injuries and less support I had as well. So that's what's really spurred me on to do what I do. And they're doing amazing work. I'm supporting the Nicholls Foundation and spinal research with this challenge. And the work they're doing is fantastic. So you know, I think it gives everyone hope for the future.
Do you think in your lifetime there will be a cure? Is that what you're hoping for?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean... Who knows? No one actually knows when, but I'm sure it will happen. It's just a matter of time. But yeah, I'd love to see it. But they can't do it without the funding. So I feel that's something I can help do.
Do you see fundraising being a full-time, almost new career path for you now? I mean, I don't know if that's sort of quite the appropriate way to put it.
Yeah, not really a career for me. Because I don't earn any money from it. Not as such. It's just I've always supported the charities since my accident. I've also worked as well. So, yeah, I mix everything up, and I'm a mum as well. So I've got a pretty busy life, and I want a rounded life and a bit of variation. So I do lots of different things.
And are you still working at the moment, or do you have a job to go back to when you finished your journey?
Yeah, before I was doing the marathon, I was working in an office part-time in a ski office, and I managed to get over skiing with them a lot as well, which was brilliant fun. But and then since then, I've done quite a lot of public speaking and different things like that.
Now, one part of your story, which I must say really I found very interesting, was obviously you injured yourself in 2007 when you got knocked off a horse.
Yeah.
And your boyfriend at the time, who obviously you looked to be a source of very strong support, didn't really come up to muster, and you found it very, very difficult, and you ended up actually breaking up with him. And I mean, is this something that's changed your mindset towards relationships? I mean, is your personal life a very different thing to what it was before 2007 now?
No, not really. I mean, yeah, we did split up, but I think we would have split up anyway, regardless of the accident or not, to be honest. And then I went on and met Dan only 2 months after.
So you don't waste any time, Claire.
I didn't expect that. I did not expect that.
When you were in hospital, you were one of the quickest out, and then after splitting up, you were 2 months.
I never thought that would happen, to be honest, but Dan's brilliant, and yeah, I feel really lucky to have met him and have Maze.
And how did you meet him?
I met him on the internet.
Excellent. Seems to be 20 quid. The way a lot more people are meeting.
So did you just say 20 quid?
Yeah.
Is that what he charged for the first day?
Yeah, that's what I had to pay for him. And I wasn't sure about spending that, but I think he's been worth it.
Yeah, I'm sure he's glad to hear that as well.
Well, I think what I enjoyed, you know, from reading your story and hearing from you is how you seem incredibly expert at balancing things, and you're balancing that, you know, search for a cure with also living your life every day. You're not holding out. I think there were, I'm sure you've encountered this, disabled people who hold out only for that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I have a really good life. I don't sit there waiting for a cure. My life's actually better than it was before the accident. So, I mean, obviously, I'd rather not have a spinal injury. If there was a cure, then that would be great. But I'm living a very happy life, and I don't really, you know, I don't look back on what it would have been like. I wouldn't have had Maisie and met Dan if I'd not had my accident. So, you know, I do kind of live for today and enjoy what I've got.
So back to what you're doing now. You're doing the hand cycling round the UK. You started on the 22nd of April. How are you doing with it?
On the first evening after we'd completed on the Monday, I thought, what have I let myself in for? It's been a lot tougher than the marathon even. It's doing all the talks, and you go in there and you put a lot into it, and I'm doing them in the suit, so I'm demonstrating my suit to the children, and it's, yeah, I go in and do that, and then I've got the cycling on top of that, so it's been exhausting. And then a few evenings I've had evening fundraisers as well, so it's been full on.
And not even a chance to raid the hotel minibar after hours?
No, sadly not yet, but I'm hoping a few earlier nights. But I keep thinking that, and then when I get in, and by the time we've looked after Maisie and got her bits, the evening's just gone. And then by the time it gets much later, 9 or 10 o'clock, I'm shattered.
I do not blame you. Well, it's an incredible endeavour, and it's been absolutely fantastic talking to you.
When and where do you finish, Claire?
It's the 13th of May in London, central London, and I'm doing it to raise money, like I said, for Nicholls Foundation Spinal Research, and I'm doing it through Just Text Giving by Vodafone. It's free service Vodafone do, and you can just text LEG60, £3 to 770. And also I've got a website, clarescycle.co.uk, and it's got the Just Giving page on there, and a bit more about the challenge and the route we're taking. So if anyone wants to join in at any point and things like that, it's great being outside. And it's one thing I really missed after my accident. I was a real outside sporty girl, and then suddenly my life changed, and I couldn't think what to do outside for a while, and gradually through time I've picked up different things, and I'm back to my old self.